Good morning, Charlottesville, and welcome to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and we're grateful to have you here on this July Saturday morning. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July and 4th of July week, and we're just happy to be with you. I think you're going to really enjoy the show today. You've heard me talk about this topic on a number of occasions, but this is the first time we're going to spend the whole time together talking about it, and that is the topic of home inspections. For many of you, you may know what a home inspection is. For some of you, you may not have any idea what a home inspection is. Actually, we were just sitting here in the studio talking to somebody, and when I introduced my guest to him, he said, "I didn't do it. Don't come to me." And I think he was thinking that the home inspector was the building inspector, and that something may have not been built to code, which is a whole nother topic of a conversation of how many people go about doing renovations or home improvements without getting permits when permits are needed. And that really is something that you want to think long and hard about. One, you always want to have a certified and licensed contractor doing the work. Two, you want that person to make sure that they pull the proper permits because when we get to a home inspection, which is what we're going to be talking about this morning, and the home inspector sees that a basement's been renovated or a garage room above the garage has been done, one of the questions they're going to be looking at, or one of the things they're going to be looking at, one of the questions they're going to be asking is, was this built to code? And even if it was built to code, were the proper permits pulled? Because ultimately that can impact how you go about getting the property insured. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago with Joe Jenkins and Ray Hogan about hazard insurance and making sure that your house is not only built to code but properly permitted, so that if anything ever happens, somebody can't say, "Oh, well, we insured it, but we insured it thinking that it was to code." So anyway, we're grateful to have you here this morning, and I have a very, very well-respected home inspector in the Charlottesville area, Buddy Carlisle, in the studio with me. I have the privilege of having had Buddy do two home inspections for me, one on the little townhouse we bought when my wife and daughter were here while Becca was going to Covenant, and two, a larger home when we made the decision to come down here and live permanently. And in both situations, at least so far, the home inspection was done well, gave us the information that we needed to have, and made sure that we were buying a property that we knew the goods and the bads. And one of the things that I would say as I bring Buddy into the conversation is I am by no means a handyman. There are only two tools that I need in my toolbox. One is a phone and the other one's a pen. And that's so I can call somebody who knows what they're doing, have them do what needs to be done, and then write a check for what it cost me to do it. Some of you out there are handy, and that's great, but for me, the home inspection is not only to find out about the goods and the bads of the house, but for me personally, it's a chance to have a tour of the house from start to finish so that I know where everything is, you know, whether it be the water cutoffs or the power cutoffs or whatever the case may be. But, Buddy, as we talked before the show this morning, I just can't think of a time where it makes any sense at all for a purchaser who's looking to buy a home to waive the home inspection. And first of all, thank you for joining me this morning. And maybe we could kind of start right there about why it's important, and then we can kind of move into what actually the home inspection is all about.
Well, Michael, generally when somebody's buying a home, it's the most important investment they'll ever make in their life. And the home inspection is to help protect their investment. The home inspectors will come in with a totally objective view of the house. He has no personal interest in the house. So he's going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and point out any defects. Not only defects, but also a good home inspector will point out the good points of the house as well.
When you're talking about that, I mean, when I think about when somebody starts thinking about waiving a home inspection, there may be some significant interest in the property. And folks, this may be hard for you to believe, but we're now beginning to have multiple contracts on houses again, where a house is priced right and in good condition. There's more than one purchaser that's interested in it. And one of the first things that people say, well, the seller will say, well, you know, I don't want there to be a contingency on a home inspection. You know, from my perspective, that's reason enough to walk away from that property. If the seller's not willing to allow you to have a home inspection, even if it's just for information purposes only, then that's a property that I would think long and hard about. In fact, in our business meeting this past week, we talked about this with my realtors, and I said, you need to have this conversation with them. You need to have them talk to home inspectors so they understand what they're waiving. And even after they understand what they're waiving, I want something in writing in the folder that we had this conversation and that you said no thank you, because as we talked earlier, oftentimes those are people that are calling you several months later saying, what can I do? What is it that's happening? And so when an agent calls you, buddy, because most times the agent is calling you to refer you to a client, and you meet that client and the agent at the house, kind of walk us through, you know, what happens during the home inspection.
Okay, well, during the home inspection, of course, most of us carry computers now, so we get that set up in the kitchen. And while we're doing that, we test all of the kitchen appliances. This includes starting the dishwasher and running it through a complete cycle. Check all the burners and elements on the stove, the ice maker in the refrigerator. Anything that we can get our hands on, we turn on. After the kitchen, we start up top. We start in the attic. When we go in the attic, we're looking for structural defects such as broken truss, maybe splintered rafters. We're checking insulation values to make sure the attic's also ventilated properly, and also looking for rodents and sometimes insects, depending on how they're getting in. After the attic, we start moving down. We run a lot of water while we're on inspection. Our inspection's only good for the day of the inspection. So we want to make sure that when we leave there, there's no water dripping out of the ceilings. So while we're running that water, we fill the tubs up, we drain them, check showers, check water flow. We use moisture meters to check for possible wax ring leaks around toilets because they're not visible to the eye. They only come out under the towel. We're also checking for leaky drains to make sure everything drains properly. As we come out of the bathrooms, we're checking the bedroom windows first thing. The bedroom windows are the most important aspect as far as getting out of that house in case of fire. Mm. We want to make sure they're operable. Want to make sure they're easily raised. We're also checking the doors in the bedrooms because they're considered privacy doors. We want to make sure they latch, they don't hang up, anything that would trap you in the bedroom. And we're also plugging into electrical outlets with testers to make sure the polarity and grounding's correct. Newer homes have smoke detectors in every bedroom plus the adjoining halls. So we're pushing the smoke detectors at intervals through the house to make sure they're all working. So we go down, if it's a second floor house, as we go down the staircase, we're checking handrails for safety. We're checking stairs. Make sure none of the treads are split. When we get down to the first floor, here again, we're checking all the electrical outlets. We check most of the windows in the house also on the first floor. Most houses nowadays have thermal pane windows, so we're checking to make sure the seals are good, that the windows haven't fogged over. When this occurs, you have an a heat loss situation.
And let me just stop you for a second, because I think that's an interesting scenario. If you're a seller and you know your thermal pane windows are broken because you see that fog in the window, you know, one of the most often asked questions when agent is, should I get that taken care of? You know, you're bringing it up. You know, the home inspector is going to see that, and they're going to say, hey, that seal's broken. You ought to get that fixed. Do you find, what I say to folks all the time is get it fixed, because the cost of getting it fixed is most times less than what the buyer is going to think that it's going to cost to get fixed. Right. Would you agree with that?
I do. Yeah. I definitely agree with it. And like I say, we deem it as a structural problem because of the heat loss. Although the heat loss isn't great nowadays, you don't want any at all if you can help it. We're also checking exterior doors for the same reason. We want to make sure the doors seal properly. There's no obnoxious gaps. We make sure they lock properly. The lock sets work.
And in many cases, and you know, not walking you through the house, you know, quickly so we can move on. But in many cases, hard to believe, folks, but the basement is really one of the most important places for a home inspection, because one, you want to make sure there are no leaks, but two, a lot of times that's where the HVAC and the water heater and all those kind of things are.
That's correct. As we get into the basements, our main priority is leakage. Here again, this is where the moisture meters come in. If we find any signs of moisture at all in basement walls, you'll generally have 18% or less, be normal. Anything above that could create a problem for you. Also, if you have leaky basements, that creates that terrible stuff called mold. And in all honesty, 90% of the crawl spaces we go in right now, we find it in probably 50% of basements.
You know, it's interesting. Joel Loving was on the show a few weeks ago, and we talked about mold, and this is a great time to remind you that if you missed a show and you want to hear more about mold or you want to hear more about hazard insurance, you can always go to WINA.com and click on podcasts and then go to Real Estate Matters, and you can find all the shows that are archived, including this one. If you are on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/Real Estate Matters, and we post the podcast there. We post different websites, links that we think are pertinent to the things that we're talking about, and you can follow along with us there as well. Sort of the last thing before we take a break, one of the things that people don't think about with a home inspection, and I'd love to get your input on this, I tell people that that it's really important that even if you get a home inspection, you should get a home warranty. Where you're paying an annual fee of $360 or something, but if something goes wrong, there's a $100 deductible, $75 deductible, whatever, but you get it repaired or replaced. And another real important part of the home inspection from my standpoint is a lot of the home warranty folks have pre-existing condition issues where they say, oh, no, we're not going to fix that because it was broken. Whereas if you've had a home inspection and they get your report, buddy, when you finish everything on the computer and you print that baby up, they can actually send that homeowner and say, no, a home inspector did this, and this thing was working fine at the time we bought it. And I can tell you, folks, even in the last month, I've had two of those situations happen. And with the home inspection report, the home warranty folks honored it and got it taken care of. Have you seen that as well?
We have. That's one of the main reasons for the inspection. Also, when you do your final walkthrough on the house, it's very important that you run all those appliances again to make sure that they're still in working order before you go to closing.
Right.
That way you also have the real estate agent saying, oh, no, this was working. So the warranty company can't combat you on that.
You know, that's a great place for us to start when we get back from the break. We're grateful to have Classic Furniture and New American Mortgage as our sponsors, and they're going to take a little bit of time to explain to you why you ought to be working with them when you're looking to buy furniture or if you're looking to buy or even refinance your existing home. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and you're listening to Real Estate Matters on News Radio 1070. You can also listen to us live by going to WINA.com and clicking on Listen Live. And we are now streaming not only all over the country, but all over the world. And we're grateful for folks who have tuned in from wherever you're tuning in from. We're talking with Buddy Carlisle and regarding the importance of home inspections. And as we went into the break, we were talking about the pre-settlement walkthrough, and basically what that is, we're actually just teaching a class in our company. I was teaching a class the other day on this paragraph, buddy, number 14, equipment condition, and that equipment condition paragraph talks about the fact that you as a purchaser have the right to have an inspection done right before settlement to make sure the house is in technically or pretty much the same condition it was when you wrote the contract. The other thing that's really important about that clause for you as a seller is do not turn off your utilities. You are responsible per the contract to keep your utilities on until all those inspections are done. And so what I recommend is that you don't turn off your utilities. Let the buyer be the one who engages the utility companies and gets them changed over to their name. That way the utilities don't get turned off and you have this situation where somebody's trying to do a pre-settlement inspection and they can't do those things. Buddy and I were talking about during the break that oftentimes those pre-settlement inspections are not done properly. You really do want to go back through the property. You've had your home inspection. You found some things that are wrong. The sellers agreed to fix them. Or even if you didn't find anything wrong, you want to go back in and do the exact same thing as Buddy talked about earlier in the show. You want to walk through that house. You want to turn that dishwasher on. You want to do all the lights and those kind of things to make sure everything is still in the same place. I advise our purchasers and our realtors to actually bring some dirty dishes the day before settlement to do your pre-inspection so you see that the dishwasher not only makes all the right noises and swirls around the water, but it actually cleans the dishes. Also about putting towels and T-shirts into the washing machine and washing them and then putting in the dryer to make sure that even though the dryer is moving and shaking and that kind of thing, that it's actually going to dry the things in their proper order. And the other thing I would recommend is I really think strongly that the pre-settlement inspection should be done the day before settlement, not the morning of. And the reason I say that is because it gives you more time to do it right. And two, if you do run into some issues, some problems that weren't problems before, you now have some time to work out how you're going to resolve those issues versus, you know, 10 minutes before settlement running in and saying, hey, we've got problems. And so, you know, as Buddy was saying that, you know, the home inspection is so important, but once you've done the home inspection, that's giving you sort of a baseline, if you will. That pre-settlement inspection is making sure that, just like you said, your home inspection is only good for the day that you're doing it. That pre-settlement inspection gives you another chance, another snapshot to see exactly what's happening. And one of the things that you said during the break that I want to make sure I get on so that we don't forget, one, the best way to contact you if people have questions about home inspections, and two, I like the fact that when you do a home inspection, you've got a 90-day warranty. So why don't you, give the contact information and talk a little bit about that warranty before we move forward.
Yeah, I can be contacted on my mobile number is always the best at 434-531-1985. I can also be emailed at cvilleinspector@aol.com. And we do provide a 90-day limited warranty that goes into effect the day of the inspection. The warranty is designed to get you in the house the first couple of weeks without a major problem. So if you close in 30 days, you have 60 days on our warranty. If you close in 60, you have 30. It's through an independent warranty company. They're very good. I wish they sold annual warranties in the state of Virginia, but they don't. But last year during the high heat and humidity, that company repaired 5 heat pumps that went out within a month after the people had moved in.
Wow.
And if I might interject something else about that final walkthrough, carry your home inspection report on the final walkthrough with you. Because no matter how you think you remember, you might remember everything, you don't. Where if you have it in your hand, you can double check everything.
The other thing that's really important, and Buddy, I know that you, like you were talking about, you go into a crawl space and you see mold, or you go in a basement and you see dampness, and you're a home inspector, but you may not be the expert in those areas. Another thing that the contract allows you to do as a buyer, if you find issues that you want to get more information on, you can extend your home inspection by an extra 5 days to get the proper testing. And so I'm guessing, Buddy, that when you run across something that you think is an issue, but it's not really in your, you know, sweet spot as far as expertise, you've got people that you're recommending that they talk to, whether it be, you know, Joel Loving with mold, or a structural engineer, or a building, you know, inspector, or that kind of thing.
We do. Home inspectors don't generally provide testing for mold. We call it suspect fungi because it's not a mold until it's proven to be one. So our reports generally state that the home needs to be inspected and mold needs to be checked and identified by an environmental specialist, which, as you say, is Joel Loving. I call Joel the local mold geek. I've known Joel for years. And the same with radon in a basement. That's another problem area in this that we have here. Of course, we do test for radon. If that's the case, the agents all have proper mitigation companies to call.
Yeah, and then the other one, which is, you know, found separately in the contract, is the termite inspection for any sort of wood eating organisms or whatever. I know the mold is in that same paragraph, but to get a reputable licensed contractor in to make sure that that the house is free and clear of those is really important as well.
Yeah, the home inspector is looking for structural damage created by the insects. We can't tell you if there's activity.
Right.
If we see what appears to be active tunnels, our report's going to state that the buyer should hire their own pest control company to take a look at it. And in that particular area where we saw the damage. Because we don't know who the seller's going to hire.
That's right. Last few minutes of the show, an area that a lot of people don't think is an important one, but I do. Somebody's going to buy a brand new home, and that they get out there and it's just ground, it's just dirt, and the house hasn't even started to be built. And in most situations, it's not a matter of fact, you know, part of the contract that you're going to do a home inspection. But I think it's really important for that buyer to have somebody come out at least once, maybe twice during that process to do what I call, pre building inspections. Talk a little bit about when the right times to do that are in regards to new home construction.
Okay, if you want a full tilt inspection, we provide what's called a third-party inspection, where we're actually there from the day the foundation's put in right through finished. By seeing this, if wood members get cracked, we get to see them. When they insulate the house, we get to see that the insulation was installed properly in all areas. We get to see that the wiring, plumbing, and mechanical systems were installed properly. This is not a cheap inspection by any means,
right.
but it does give you much more protection that way. If you just want a two-part inspection, you need to get the inspector in there right after all the mechanicals are installed. That way he can at least still see all the wood members.
And would that be, you know, would I kind of think of a pre-drywall type of time frame where, you know, the wiring is all done, the plumbing's all done, you can see the heat pump, the water heater, all those kind of things sort of in its naked state, if you will, before it all gets covered up. I mean, that would be one place that would be very important to have an agreement with the builder that you can have somebody come in. What would be the second place?
The second would be after the insulation's installed. Because here again, nowadays that's very important that everything is sealed up tight. But if you have the pre-drywall inspection and then the insulation inspection and then a final, you can feel pretty safe in your house.
And then, you know, from a standpoint of the new home, they're usually going to warrant, you know, the property in some way or another for at least a year. What they call the punch list, little things that come up that you know, nail pops and those kind of things. And then there is usually some sort of, you should be asking for some sort of structural warranty for a certain period of time, I would assume.
That's correct. Like I say, the builder's obligated for 1 year. Some of the builders in this area actually give what they call a 10-year structural warranty, which is also a good thing. So we've seen those builders go back during that period of time and take care of problems.
Yeah. Well, buddy, I really appreciate you taking the time. You know, I know a lot of my folks and folks from other companies depend on you, use you. You told me a story before we came in this morning that you even had a realtor write you a thank you note when a deal fell apart because it wasn't the right house. I think, you know, the key is to be fair and balanced and give people the information they need to make an educated decision. And the thing I've appreciated about you and listening is that you're somebody who really gives the information, but you don't try to be, you know, there's some folks out there that are a little bit egotistical that think they're the deal breakers or the deal makers. And I think we want to steer away from inspectors who are like that. And I really appreciate the fact that you're balanced and that you're giving the people the information so that they can make the decision as to whether they want to move forward or not. And if they don't want to move forward, then, you know, it's money well spent from my standpoint.
Yeah, we try to be fair with our inspections. Like I say, we point out the good points as well as the bad points of the house.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. As always, folks, I appreciate your time. Our time is up. And again, we thank you for yours. Have a great weekend.